Well, good morning and good Seed Sunday to everybody.
大家早晨，好種子主日啊，今日係。
This is our second ever Good Seed Sunday.
今次我哋第二次做呢個好種子主日啊。
And last year when we had Good Seed Sunday, we thought about our Creator being in charge of the whole earth.
我哋上年去睇種子主嘅時候，我哋諗下神係點係創造我哋嘅主，係點看顧嘅世界。
And we talked about how to steward and care for creation instead of just consuming it.
我哋去想象咧，我哋唔單止係去做一個消費者嚟消費神俾我哋嘅創造，但係我點做一個好嘅管家，好好管理神嘅創造。
So I hope that in this past year you've had a chance to grow and learn about being a steward of God's creation.
希望喺過去呢一年咧，你有學習嘅機會，學習去實踐點樣做一個好管家，管理神嘅創造。
Today we're looking at two passages in Leviticus.
今日我哋睇緊利未記嘅兩段經文啦。
That remind us that there is blessing for obedience, but there's also consequences for disobedience.
咁呢兩段經文係教導我哋咧，神有俾我哋嘅祝福，但亦都有後果嘅。當我哋係服從或者係不服從佢嘅話嘅時候。
And these blessings and consequences aren't just for us personally, but they're also for the land.
呢啲嘅祝福咧，呢啲嘅咒詛咧，唔單止俾我哋自己嘅，亦都俾整個大地嘅。
Did you know that your obedience or disobedience can impact creation?
你知唔知你嘅服從或者不服從神咧，係會影響整個創造嘅。
So let's read together again what Chantel just read for us from Leviticus 25, and we're going to read 18 and 19 together.
我哋一齊去打開利未記廿五章咧，我哋會讀頭先讀咗嘅18至到第19節。
You can look it up in your Bibles or on your phones.
你可以用你電話同你本聖經去打開佢嚟睇。
Leviticus 25, 18 and 19. I want us to read it out loud together.
我哋一齊開聲去讀，你用中文啊，用英文去讀啦。
Okay, read it out loud. Ready? Here we go. Follow my decrees and be careful to obey my laws, and you will live safely in the land. Then the land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your fill and live there in safety. When we follow, when we obey, we are under God's protection and provision.
當我哋去服從跟隨嘅時候，神嘅保護就係會保護我哋。
And you might say to yourself, well, I don't really need God to provide me any food because I can just go to the supermarket and buy it for myself.
可能你話我唔需要神供應啲食物俾我啦，我走去超市買咪得咯。
And yes, that's true.
係啱嘅。
But God is the one who gives you the ability to earn that money for that food.
但係神咧，俾你有呢個能力咧，去賺錢去買啲食物啦。
God is the one who causes crops to be abundant or to be scarce.
係神咧，令到我哋嘅種子可以成長啦，可以有豐收或者係冇收割嘅。
The people living around the Israelites at that time.
當時咧，喺以色包圍住以色列嘅子民咧。
Those people worshipped gods of fertility, of the rain, of the sun.
當時嗰啲嘅人咧，係拜唔同嘅偶像啦，拜有太陽神啦、雨嘅神啦、有大地嘅神啦。
And the reason why they did that was they were trying to guarantee fruitfulness. They were trying to guarantee fertility in their lives.
點解佢哋咁做咧？就因為佢哋想拜呢啲偶像咧，係想擔保咧佢哋嘅種子可以成長，佢哋有得收割啦。
But for God's people,
但係神嘅子民咧。
God reminded His people that that only comes, that fruitfulness only comes through obedience.
神咧係提醒佢嘅子民咧，呢種嘅豐盛咧，只係透過我哋服從佢先會嚟到嘅。
The Bible tells us that the farmer can plant the seed and water it, but God is the one who makes it grow.
聖經話俾我哋聽咧，農夫咧可以種種子，可以同佢淋水，但係只係神先令佢去成長。
If we obey God,
當我哋服從神嘅時候，
He promises us that we will eat our fill.
佢應許我哋，我哋會吃得飽足。
And we'll live safely.
我哋會安住。
In His land.
喺佢嘅地嘅當中。
Because it is His land.
因為呢個地係屬於神嘅。
I mean, even though we have countries, even though we own property, it's His land.
係我哋有國家，有唔同嘅地，不過咧係屬於神嘅。
And God taught His people something about His land.
係神啊，教導佢嘅子民咧，教導佢點樣去對待佢呢個地嘅。
He taught them that the land is actually meant to have its own rest.
佢教導佢嘅子民咧，佢嘅地咧，原來係要需要安息嘅。
That every 7 years they were to let the land rest.
原來每7年咧，佢哋要讓呢個地咧有個安息年。
That's where we get this idea of sabbatical from.
所以我哋有安息年係從聖經呢度嚟嘅。
God told his people to let the land rest, and if they were to do that, the people would be blessed.
神系叫佢子民让呢个大地可以有安息。如果我哋咁做嘅时候，佢就会祝福我哋。
But of course, the people were worried.
但当然人会好担心啦。
They would have asked, "What will we do? How will we eat if we don't plant and harvest in that year?"
当然啲人会好担心，哇！如果我哋唔种种子，我哋唔去收割，咁我哋食咩啊？
Let's read out verse 21 together. I want you to keep your Bibles in front of you if you can.
系，我哋继续打开圣经咧，我哋睇廿五章第二十一节，我哋一齐会读。
Oh, it's in the PowerPoint. Okay, follow the PowerPoint now. Okay, there we go. We're on top of it. Okay, let's read it out loud together. I will send such a blessing in the sixth year that the land will yield enough for 3 years. Isn't that crazy?
哇，系咪好厉害？
Can you believe it that God would be so abundant?
你想唔想到神咧会咁丰盛嘅祝福我哋咧？
That He promises that if the people are willing to rest in that seventh year, He will provide 3 years worth of food.
神系话，当我哋愿意服从，我哋喺个安息年系真系安息嘅时候咧，佢会用三倍嚟祝福我哋。
This is the abundance of God.
呢个就系神嘅丰盛。
If we are faithful and obey Him,
如果我哋系忠心嘅仆人去服从嘅时候咧，
then He is able to provide far more than what we need.
咁神会供应俾我哋系远远超过我哋嘅想象力嘅。
And we don't have to worry about it.
我哋唔需要担心。
If the land needs Sabbath,
如果地系需要安息年，
then how much more do our bodies need Sabbath rest?
咁我哋人，我哋嘅身体更加系需要安息。
How many of us practice a regular rhythm of Sabbath?
我哋有几多个系每系惯常系有安息日嘅咧？
I mean, we're here, so that's good.
咁我哋喺度啦，咁咪好啦。
But how much do we actually rest in the Sabbath day?
但系我哋喺安息日嘅时候，即系有几多时间系用嚟安息咧？
God calls us to Sabbath not just for resting, but for remembering.
神叫我哋安息日唔单止系停我哋做工作，但系都叫我哋咧系纪念佢嘅。
When we gather with our families on the Sabbath day, we remind ourselves of the story and of who God is.
当我哋安息日聚集同我哋家庭一齐嘅时候咧，我哋系纪念咧神嘅故事，佢系边一个，佢做咗乜嘢。
Do you believe that God will bless you if you obey Him?
你相唔相信咧？如果你服从神，佢系会祝福你噶。
That if you obey Him, not just by stewarding creation, but stewarding your time, that He would bless you.
当你唔单止好管理神嘅地嘅时候。但系你好好管理你嘅时间嘅时候，原来神系会祝福你嘅。
The temptation is to work as hard as we can for as much as we can to earn as much as we can.
其实我哋嘅引诱咧，就系我哋越搏命喺度做嘢，搏命做嘢赚多啲钱，一路做一路做。
But do you know what that says?
但你知唔知咁样嘅生活系咩意思
？That says I'm in control.
如果你咁做嘅时候，你就话我咧就系掌管我嘅生命嘅。
But when we choose into Sabbath rest,
但当我哋愿意选择去安息日嘅时候
，we say, "I'm not going to study today."
我话今日我唔会去温书。
I'm not going to earn any money today.
今日唔赚钱。
And I'm going to trust that God will bless me.
今日我相信神系会祝福我。
Isn't that crazy?
系咪真系意想唔到
？But that's what God promises.
但呢个系神嘅应许。
Well, He doesn't just promise good things if we obey Him.
但系神咧唔系单止应许啲好好嘅嘢俾我哋。
He also promises consequences if we don't.
神亦都话有啲后果噶，如果我哋唔服从佢。
So if the blessings are not attractive enough, let me just warn you with some consequences.
如果你觉得呢啲祝福咧唔够好咧，我就警告你，因为咧我哋唔服从嘅时候，有啲好严重嘅后果。
Let's read 27 and 28 from chapter 26.
我哋一齐睇第廿六章第廿七至到第廿。
Okay, let's read this out loud again. You got to say it out loud to understand.
我哋一齐开声去读，真系开声先明白嘅。
If in spite of this, you still do not listen to me, but continue to be hostile toward me, then in my anger I will be hostile toward you, and I myself will punish you for your sins seven times over. And then it goes on, we won't read all of these verses, but I mean, you sort of remember there was something about eating the flesh of your children, right?
咁我哋唔会读晒咧，但系你记得可能佢讲到话，哇，会吃儿子嘅肉啊，吃女儿嘅肉啊，好多恐怖嘅嘢。
I mean, that actually happens. The Book of Lamentations talks about that.
啊，呢个 Lamentations， 耶利米嘅哀歌咧，就形容呢个情况啦。
God says, "I'm going to tear down all of your idols."
神话我会拆毁你所有嘅偶像。
Your dead bodies will lie across them.
你嗰啲尸体咧会周地都系。
You're going to be defeated.
你会俾人你嘅敌人击败。
Your enemies will win.
你嘅敌人会胜利。
Do you know why?
知唔知点解
because you're not following God. And then it says in verse 33, can we go to
33?
In the middle of it, it says, your land will be laid waste and your cities will lie in ruins.
34.
Then the land will enjoy its Sabbath years all the time that it lies desolate, and you are in the country of your enemies. Then the land will rest and enjoy its Sabbath.
講緊你嘅仇敵咧，居住嘅時候咧，你哋嘅地咧荒涼，要享受仲安息。咁喺嗰個時候咧，個地咧就可以休息啦，可以享受呢個安息。
And then the land will have the rest that it did not have. Because you didn't obey God, it did not have rest, and so God will cause the land to have rest.
這樣呢,就神就會令到這個地有休息,因為你們不願意給這個地有休息,所以神就會這樣給這個地休息。If
God's people don't obey God, there are severe consequences for us.
當神的子民呢,不去服從神,有嚴重的後果。
There are severe consequences for creation.
對於這個大地的創造有嚴重的後果。
Elsewhere in Scripture, it says that creation cries and suffers because of our sin.
是啊,在聖經的另一部分,講到是整個創造都是呼喊的,因為我們的罪。But
God is the Lord of all of the earth.
但是神呢,是整個大地,整個創造的主。So
when we disobey God,
所以我們不服從神的時候,
we take ourselves away from His protection, we take ourselves away from His provision,
我們離開神的保護的時候,
and our enemies will take advantage of us,
我們的敵人呢,會勝過我們。
And the Lord of the land will allow His land to rest. Because we didn't let it rest. The Lord of the land will allow this land to have Sabbath rest. Do you know that this actually happened? At the very end of 2 Chronicles, we don't have the slide for this. I'll just read it for you.
In 36:21,
after the Israelites are taken to exile by Nebuchadnezzar,
當以色列人被尼布甲尼撒王掳走的時候,
it says in verse 21, the land enjoyed its Sabbath rests. All the time of its desolation it rested until the 70 years were completed in fulfillment of the word the Lord spoke by Jeremiah. So if you think about that, if we do some simple math, that means 70 years of Sabbath rest, that means at least 500 years of disobedience where they didn't allow the land to rest.
70年乘7,即係佢起碼都有500年到呢係冇俾個地有安息。
Generations and generations of disobedience.
一代一代嘅不服從神。
You think about how much God forgave them.
你諗下神點樣去原諒佢哋?
But eventually they had to face the consequences.
但總有一日,
our disobedience has consequences. Our disobedience has consequences not just on us, but on future generations and all of creation. God is in charge of all of creation. Even the land itself. If we obey Him, He promises that we will enjoy the fruit of the land in peace and in safety. And if we disobey Him, then the consequence is that He will allow us to experience the brokenness of the world. So what does this warning make for you and I? What difference does it make? As a church, we want to become a people of blessing. We want to have blessing in our families. We want to have blessing for our neighbors. We want to bless our city. When we are faithful, when we obey God, He promises to bless us and to bless the land. That means that you and I, we can bring God's blessing wherever we go.
That means that you and I, we can bring God's blessing wherever we go.
Let us bless our families.
让我们祝福我们的家庭。
To honor God with Sabbath rest.
让我们祝福我们的家庭，可以是真的敬畏主，是有这个安息日。
Let's learn together.
让我们一起学习啊。
To trust God to provide everything that we need.
让我们一起学习，去相信神会供应我们所有的一切啊。
Let's steward and care for creation.
让我们一起好好管理神的创造。
Let's learn to nurture and tend to the earth.
让我们去照顾祂的大地。
And therefore, through all this, we can extend blessing.
透过这些行动，我们可以将神的祝福带给这个地。
Today we have an info booth outside the doors.
是，外面有一个，有一个booth，可能你刚才看到。
We have some checklists there for you.
那里呢，有些checklist是什么？checklist?Checklist 是一个
It's a list with checks.
A list with checks, sorry, I don't know.
And on that list of checks, there are a lot of different things that you can sort of say, like, are we doing these things? And for some of them, there's suggestions on how you could actually do them. You know, as a family, do we recycle everything? Do we use the green bin?
Compost bin.
Have we ever brought like our electronics to the recycling depot rather than throwing it in the trash? Are we mindful of buying locally and organically? Do you know what your carbon footprint is?
Carbon footprint.
I actually calculated my carbon footprint recently.
So can you describe briefly what is carbon footprint?
Oh, carbon footprint is like how much carbon you produce as a family in a year. Like how many tons of carbon you produce. So like you... Okay, you guys know what it is. Okay, so anyways, I calculated it recently. It was... There's room for improvement, let's say. I didn't realize that using gas as opposed to electricity was a lot more polluting. Because actually, our electricity in BC comes from a lot of hydroelectric dams, and that's renewable energy.
Thank you.
I didn't write this in my sermon, that's why he's having trouble. But gas, you just burn it and then it adds carbon to the atmosphere, so it's worse. So anyways, use the checklist. In your household, just as a way not to say, oh, I don't do any of these things, I'm so bad. But as a way to encourage ourselves to say, hey, can I start doing some new things this year? Is there one thing on this list that I want to try starting to do in a regular rhythm of my family? And at the very beginning of the list, to be honest, the first things are about praying as a family. And learning. And the rest of those are just suggestions. But let's start together by obeying our Lord. In addition to the checklist, we're actually running a course this coming few months. And it's going to be a course on the theology of creation, on creation care.
And
we'll share a little bit more during announcements about it. But we invite you to participate in that course. There will be a practical as well as a classroom element to it. So if you're interested in learning, pay attention to the announcements and come sign up. There's a sign up sheet outside. Let's pray together. Father, we need your forgiveness. Because we have fallen so short of your glory. We are not obedient to your commands. We don't trust in you to provide and protect us. So Lord, have mercy on us. Forgive us. And set us into a new path.
让我们有个新的方向,
Help us to choose to rest together as families.
帮助我哋选择啊，我哋嘅家庭可以去安息啊。
To honor you.
去敬畏你啊。
To know your story.
去认识你所做嘅故事。
So that we can obey you in the work that we do.
所以在我们做的工作当中可以服从你
That we might bring blessing
让我们带来祝福
Blessing to our families
带祝福给我们的家庭
To our schools
我们的学校
Our workplaces
我们的工作地方
Our neighborhoods
我们的邻居
Our city
我们的城市
This land itself
这个地
Lord, you are the God of blessing
神啊，你是祝福的神
So we invite your blessing as we choose to obey you.
所以我哋邀请神你嘅祝福嚟到，当我哋愿意去服从你嘅时候。
Help us, we pray.
帮助我哋咁祈祷。
Amen.